T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, Chuck and Winkler, two townies talking Wisconsin sports, covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Now, one could argue that they already did fold. That was Giannis after the game. The Bucks were up 2-0 in this series. They are now down 3-2. They lost 2 in Toronto. They lost last night in Milwaukee. 105-99, the final. A big fourth quarter for the Raptors. A big night for Kawhi Leonard, 35. Big night for Fred VanVleet with 21, all on threes. And the Bucks struggling throughout this game. Spurts of success. Spurts of, all right, they're going to get it done. We're going to game 6 up 1. But at the end, it was the Raptors that came in here and stole home court advantage away from the Bucks. Now their season is on the line Saturday night. But that is the thing that I know is true, Chuck. Chuck Freeman, I'm Bart Winkler, is that while it feels like it's over to some, there is a game on Saturday night, and I'm going to sit down and watch that game between the Bucks and the Raptors, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Saturday can't come soon enough. Man, that's going to be a long 48 hours between games. But I'll tell you, by the looks of last night's game, the Bucks early on looked great, got up to an 18-4 lead. By second quarter, that lead was done. And, man, it just a number of different areas. And great performances from the Raptors, not so good by the Bucks. And at the end of the game, the Bucks are right there. Lopez hits that three, that long Splash Mountain three, and you're thinking, okay, here they go. They're going to take control down the stretch and win this game. And then it was the Raptors who the Bucks just could not get a defensive rebound at the end, and had a couple of reviews go the other way. And here they are, man. In a span of 5 days, the Raptors have beaten the Bucks 3 times. And it's the first time this year the Bucks have lost 3 in a row, and they've done it in a span of 5 days right here.
You're at the arena last night. The game ends. Everybody shuffles out. You go into the locker room. The overall vibe that you got, does it feel like it's over for people?
Giannis is trying to be a leader there when he says, we're not going to fold. Eric Dame asked him the question. We're not going to fold. We've had a good team. We've built good habits throughout the whole season. He's pissed. He said in a quote, he was in a soundbite, he was pissed. They feel that they can go in, but man, they were playing racquetball, handball against a curb last night. They were so low. That's how bad they were feeling after that game last night. Everybody. I don't think anybody really saw them losing that game last night at home. And I know there's a lot of people right now just writing the Bucks off and all that, but as you said, hey, it looks bad right now, but at least they still, they've gone from taking total command of this series to, in a span of a couple of days, backpedaling a little bit, but there's still one game left in this series at least.
Some of these series are like this, where it looks like it's over at certain times, and the Bucks, it looked like it was over at 2-0, for a good thing for us. I mean, you're already making your Memorial Day weekend plans without even thinking of the Milwaukee Bucks because you thought it'd be over last night or even sooner. And now the Raptors are up 3-2, and I know in Toronto, I was watching some of the coverage up there. Oh, boy, do they have their ticket punched already to take on the Golden State Warriors.
Sure. I'm sure.
Just like we did after 2 games, planning out how we're going to take on the Warriors. But. And while I was really wrestling, we did a Facebook Live last night for the fourth quarter, myself and some of the part-timers, Sam and Evan. And then we stayed on throughout the post-game show. But like right before we went on, I'm wrestling with myself. I'm thinking, I had no idea as I did the post-game show last night, how I was going to act on the air because I had no idea what I thought. I mean, my mind is racing with scenarios and outcomes, and I settled just on the fact that there is another game on Saturday. Now, I also said last night, I feel like for some stupid reason, the Bucks are still going to win this series.
And I don't think you're unreasonable for thinking that.
Well, but I'm not going to give you like, I'm not going to give you reasons. I'm just, that's how I feel.
No, I agree, in my gut. You know what? And you don't have to give any reasons because they won 60 games during the regular season. And people could say, oh, you know, I don't even want to look at that part of Twitter because I know my, I just have a feeling knowing how this, how we are here. When the, you know,
say
the,
it's not even about Twitter. We're going to hear it today. 414-799-1250.
Remember when the Brewers got down 3-2 against the Dodgers and they lost that game to Kershaw? I heard the same thing. Oh, the series is over. And, you know, they did lose in seven. Okay. But still, yeah, I can they come back and win the next two? Yeah, absolutely they can. Absolutely they can. Sure they can. I mean, is momentum and everything going the wrong way? Do they have a lot of things to fix in the next couple of days? And do they got to play better? Some guys you know, did step up and play better. Other guys did not last night. And there's a lot of question marks right now as to why the thing has gone in the wrong direction suddenly.
Yeah, and I don't think that some of the stuff I heard last night was Yannick was exposed. He was just named first-team All-NBA, by the way. I don't think he's been exposed. I think 24 points last night, 6 boards. Tough at the free throw line again. That is really becoming an issue. 4 of 9. I think what's happened is that...
this is two to start the game, too.
I know, right away.
I mean, the crowd is on fire. He goes on the free throw line. And then he misses two.
Yeah, it's not that Giannis was exposed. It's that when you triple-team a guy and you throw everything you got at him, you need your other guys to step up and make shots, and then you're going to need that guy as well to make some crucial shots. And Giannis, there was, I think he hit one mid-range last night, and he did hit a three, and that's a part of his game that he's going to continue to work on. But he also had, you know, Mirotić, who was 0 for 4. And, you know, Eric Bledsoe, 2 of 7 beyond the arc. Meanwhile, on the other side, you had Kawhi Leonard, who has been the best player in the series, is proving that he's at least, I mean, he's better than Giannis.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can't, I think that that's apparent at this point, and they're both top five players in the league, but Kawhi is proving that he's the better one of them. 35 points last night, and when he didn't have it, and when he was triple teamed by the Bucks, he would kick it off to guys and they would make their shots. Fred VanVleet, to mention specifically, who was 7 of 9 yesterday from three, 21 points. They all came on the three. So it is deflating. It is depressing. It does feel like same old Wisconsin, where we have teams that get so close, and there was a nervous energy in that building last night. And I want to go off on the crowd and everything along with it. But I promised myself I wouldn't do that today.
Yeah, it's not the crowd.
Part of the problem is the ushers.
What happened there?
I've got people sending me messages. I'm at the game. People calling last night. I'm at the game, and we were told we can't stand during the non-exciting times. It's game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The whole thing should be exciting time.
The whole thing should be stand-up time.
I agree.
But like I think there was a rock concert.
There was a nervous energy, and there is, and there still is right now, because our team's... We get so close, we believe, and then they can't get there. The Brewers in the NLCS last year, the Packers since 2012, 2010, and then the Badgers, Marquette, name a team. The Wave won. That was fun. They got it done.
Well, Fred VanVleet has come alive for the Raptors. You know, Kawhi has had a great series. Kawhi, here's the difference between Kawhi and Giannis. Kawhi has played in so many big moments in his career with the Spurs. So many of them. Been the finals MVP. He's been through it all. Okay. This is Giannis' first trip through all this deep championship rounds. And Kawhi, you know, he's doing it with defense. He's guarding Giannis. Giannis is shooting like 35% in the last three games with Kawhi on him. And help, but Kawhi mostly on him. And you look at Leonard, 35 points. 9 assists. That's a season. I think that's a playoff postseason career high for Kawhi Leonard. And You know, you mentioned dishing it off to Fred VanVleet, who was pretty much
Fred
dead.
VanVleet.
He was, and I was telling you earlier in the week, let that guy continue to shoot because he was terrible. He's been terrible in the postseason. He has just erupted here and is hitting shot after shot after shot. And, yeah, 7 threes, 21 points, big, big boost off the bench. And, you know, Lowry's hitting shots when he needs to, getting open looks when he needs to. And, you know, Gasol hit that big, you know, Gasol didn't have a great night, but he hit that, got that rebound, got a, hit a big three in the end. And, you know, Siakam with that clinching dunk toward the end. And, man, many Raptors had their hand in that game, but it all starts with Kawhi Leonard.
This stat from Matt Velasquez, Journal Sentinel, one of our insiders. Raptors grabbed 5 offensive rebounds in the fourth quarter, which led to 8 points. All of them backbreakers, and the Raptors won that quarter.
Well, when Kawhi misses a 3, Bart, and grabs his own rebound, that's a problem.
414-799-1250. We want to hear from you guys throughout the show. We are both ready and willing to discuss the game. But also, I think the one thing that I would like to remind people, and this is what I tried to do last night, is that no matter how you feel, there is a game on Saturday.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's easy. It's easy to say, well, they're terrible. You know, I knew this was going to happen and all that. There's 48 more minutes left to be played. And I know that sounds like we're having stupid optimism, but they won 60 games in the regular season. No, but they won 60 games in the regular season, man. They are. You know, I mean, they won 60 games. I'm fully expecting them to go out there in Toronto on Saturday night and have a hell of an effort, at least. If they go out and get smoked, God, would that be disappointing. And there's a lot of question marks already with these guys having lost these last 3. But that's going to be a war on Saturday night.
If I gave you $500 and gave you 1-to-1 odds that the Raptors would win game 6 or 2-to-1 odds that the Bucks win this series, what would you do with that $500?
I mean, you'd have to go with the Raptors game 6 at home because the Bucks haven't won there yet.
And they came close in game 3.
They sure did, but they didn't win. Didn't get the job done when they needed to get it done. Got blown out in game 4. It's going to be tough. I mean, if that atmosphere the other night, the last 2 nights there, Sunday and Tuesday, and I was there, very, very difficult atmosphere for a team to come in. If it was difficult then, with them sensing a chance to get to the NBA Finals, it's going to be more difficult. But the Bucks control that atmosphere a little bit by going up there and playing well.
This is from Byron at 105.7 FM, The Fan. So is The Fan even going to waste the money to still send Chuck to Toronto? Question mark.
That's the first question on the booth.
yeah, that's what I got here.
Okay.
I read them as they come in.
Well, you know what? It's not about the Bucks winning or losing. It's actually about covering the team and, you know, play win or lose. Yeah, it'd be great if they won, but it's a story win or lose. That's how you look at it. It's like the Journal Sentinel's not going to say, well, Bucks are down 3-2 in the series. We're not going to send Matt Velasquez or The Athletic not sending Eric name. Well, it's still a story, Bart. You know, win or lose.
414-799-1250. We want to hear from you at 105.7 FM, The Fan, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We want to hear from you guys on a Fear the Deer Friday, maybe a Fearful of the Deer Friday. It's Chuck and Winkler. We'll have you guys next on The Fan.
Look at this. We created this. This didn't exist before we were here. Look around at the square. I promise you right now, we did this. Doesn't matter what anybody says. They can say it's disrespectful. They can say it's this and that. Everybody's within the rules. Everybody's doing their thing. All we are is proud and passionate. We are like a college sports team. The Toronto Raptors are a college sports team. I promise you. I love Toronto. I love this team. And we're going to the
NBA. What did you say to Bucks fans?
Steph Sutton throwing a question in there. Drake did not answer that one. That was Drake. Jurassic Park right outside of the Raptors' home last night. They are going to the NBA Finals, according to Drake. Yeah, that's fine. You might. But there is another game to be played before we know any of that. And possibly two. I'm Bart Winkler from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. That's Chuck Freeman. Our best Bucks coverage brought to you by Hupie and Abraham, the Q Club of Wisconsin, and Robert Hack Diamonds. Tomorrow's your last day. If you still want to play the odds, if Milwaukee wins the title, your jewelry's free. Shop by May 25th at Robert Hack Diamonds, Greenfield, Glendale, RobertHackDiamonds.com. You know who I'm really upset at is Gary Ellerson of The Big Show. I don't know what his agenda is. He's tweeting last night, Kawhi is outplaying Giannis at this point, but I'm sure it's Drake's fault, at Winks Thinks. I don't know if...
He's trying to poke the bear a little bit.
I don't know if he's just into the troll point of his career or what he's doing, but he did not like the Drake talk yesterday, and I don't think it made us small town. I think it was a storyline, kind of a side storyline, but a storyline of this game, and I think it signified the home court advantage that the Raptors had. And it wasn't, I mean, he's a good cheerleader for that team, and when you watch Game 3 and 4, and now when you watch Game 6 coming up, the Raptors fans are rabid during free throws, and they're standing up the whole time, and I would think it's fair to say, as good as Fisher was in Game 1 and 2, that the home court advantage has gone to the Raptors so far, and the proof of that is the game was at Fisher Forum last night, and the Raptors won.
Yeah,
team won.
Crowd was still good last night, though.
They're reactionary. We're too reactionary here. This is a Wisconsin thing.
They're not up at the. Well, I mean, the Bucks got off to an early lead. They don't do what the Raptors do. Raptor fans do. Raptor fans, and you've mentioned other places before, like Golden State and.
Be up the entire time.
They're not. They don't do that.
So when we're up 18-4, we got to stay up, keep the defense going, keep the pressure going, instead of sitting down and waiting for the next big thing to happen. The whole point of home court advantage is to have the crowd fuel you and feed you. And I don't want to get into it.
But I think there's more problems. I mean, it starts with
ushers
these guys.
Are telling people to sit down. It's just the whole problem.
Something about the ushering at Fisher Forum since they've opened that place.
It was the players that lost. I know,
but it's the players who. Yeah, I just feel like sometimes it's like, man, those they're kind of rude sometimes.
Let me ask you these questions from Chris. This is at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Four questions. He wants to know what is worse. What is worse, the fact that the Bucks have made no adjustments? What is worse, the fact that the Bucks might lose four in a row? What is worse, the fact that Giannis is not a complete player yet? Or what is worse, the Milwaukee fans and maybe the players have been paying too much attention to Drake instead of the bigger picture.
All right, he missed one important thing. Better performances by several of these guys, which we still have not done. Now, Brogdon played better last night. He came out pushing the basketball. Very, very, he came out very aggressive, pushing the basketball. He had 20 points last night. He played a nice game. I mean, he was very, very good early. All right. And then other guys, Chris Middleton, was 2-9 shooting 6 points. Did things in other areas, 10 assists, 10 rebounds, was fine in that area. But Brogdon started last night, had 18 points. I thought he was really good down the stretch, lost the ball on the sidelines that got overturned. Their bench play is not getting anything anymore. George Hill gave him a nice effort off the bench, but nobody else really did anything for them. Mirotic continues to struggle. And I'm wondering if his playing time is going to be even further diminished in Game 6.
I've been trying to give Bud that free advice not to play him.
Ilyasova, same thing. Well, here, Mirotic, as Velasquez said on the show yesterday with us, you got to think that Mirotic is going to turn this around, but it's not working.
Yeah, and I don't.
And I just don't.
Waiting for guys to turn it around, I don't think is something you do.
Well, the Raptors did with Fred VanVleet. They could have thrown
good point.
They could have thrown him out. I mean, he was so bad, Bart, at one point.
1-for-10.
Yes, 1-for-11. 1-10, 1-11. But he's had some bad games to start off, and he was terrible. And now look at him. Now look at the. I mean, he hit those back-to-back threes, a 10-point lead, and the Bucks would look like they were on their way. And then he hit back-to-back threes, and it was like, oh, boy. He looked good. I mean, he's just amazing. And he's going through, his girlfriend or his wife, his girl, as you call them, had a baby on Monday in Toronto or in Rockford. He's been going back and forth to Rockford. It's just been unlimited sleep. But on that limited sleep and that all that chaos going on with that, he's been amazing. On top of it, Kawhi is Kawhi. And the Bucks are in a hole right now. And I don't know. I don't know what to say. But, yeah, I mean, really, there's so many things that are going wrong with the Bucks right now, including, Antetokounmpo. I showed a little video on that I did before the game, about 2 hours before the game. Antetokounmpo is out there before every game, regular season or postseason, working on things he doesn't do in the game, but he's working on trying to get better.
I saw him taking mid-range shots in your video.
Yes. Well, you know, he starts off posting mid-block. That's between the free throw line and, you know, the block, the low block. And he steps away, squares away, and pops a little 15-footer. When do you ever see him? And he's working on turnarounds. How often do you see that in the game? Maybe once? Maybe twice? They don't put him in that position in the games. And he's not ready to hit those shots just yet.
414-799-1250. John is in Franklin. John was there last night. Not great, John. What's up?
Hey, John.
No, it wasn't great. You know, but I got to tell you, it's like the game yesterday, I was like almost like I was watching a different team than I watched when I sat in Pfizer form for game two.
Yeah.
It's like watching just a different team. Kawhi is obviously the better of the superstars in this series. It isn't even up for discussion. We're sucked into playing Toronto's half-court game, and our half-court offense has looked terrible. Their defense has been stifling. Bledsoe, I know he put some points up on the board yesterday, but he runs to the basket, to a bridge to nowhere, and time again passes the ball into a corner, into a quick double team for Toronto, and you're hanging on for your life to hope we can pass back out of the corner. The half-court looks disjointed, but has no answers. Nurse Nick turned this thing around in game three.
And I think he might have graduated to a doctor.
Yeah, Nurse Nick is, his players performing. He's stuck with Van Vliet, and he's performing. And, you know, the Bucks are just not a half-court team. And it starts, I said many times, on the defensive end. But the Raptors are making three-point shots, and the Bucks can't get out. They did early in that game, got out and run and go in transition. They can't in the half court. The Bucks look lost.
Look, it looks like there's six Raptors on defense.
Yeah,
that's how damn well they're playing. And say whatever you want to say, because I bought tickets to this game seven, if it happens, 2 months ago. So people can debate about my fandom, but right now Toronto's turned this thing around, and they are the better team. And personally, I don't see how this thing turns around. But yeah, we win game six. It's on again. Mm-hmm. But we got to get our confidence back. Obviously, the free throws with Giannis is a significant problem, and it's all in his head. We got to turn this thing around or this season's over.
Yeah, yeah. The free throws continue to be killers for him. You know, Middleton, even last night, 2-of-9 shooting. I mean, he looked so uninvolved on offense.
He had 6 points.
So uninvolved in the offense.
You know, I've said that they're going to have to pay him the max. A lot of people wanted to talk about that with me last night. I would say it would appear that Middleton in the series, while fine defensively, good in some games, I would say that he is possibly costing himself some money. However, there are so many teams that have money and slots that someone I still think is going to pay him $30 million.
Well,
so if the Bucks don't want to do it, they don't have to do it. But I think Middleton will make money. And so that's going to be a decision that John Horst has to make.
Be stunned if someone paid him $30 million. Kawhi. He's going to do that to a lot of things. But Kawhi is lighting him up, too, on defense. So
all it takes is one, Chuck.
All it takes is
one team.
I know. But
it's
you know what?
Pony up.
I think we got to worry more about this game.
You get one of these teams that lose out on Kawhi and Kyrie, and they need to spend that money somewhere. All right, Middleton, come on over.
Oh well, they want to, but Middleton's not going to carry you. I mean, having a franchise player like Kawhi, there's a significant drop off between Kawhi.
No, Middleton can get you 30 a night if you pay him to do that.
But you're not going to win it. You're not going to get the things out of him like you get out of Kawhi.
I'm not even comparing
getting Middleton 30 a night. How many shots is he going to take to get the 30?
What I'm telling you is that there's a lot of poorly run teams out there.
Yeah.
And they're going to panic when they don't get one of the top guys, and then they're going to pay the, you know, Jimmy Butler's or Chris Middleton's 32.
We'll see. We'll see when we get to that point.
799-1250. Let's talk to Rob, who's in Union Grove. Rob, what's up?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, how's it going? First-time caller, and I just want to say, Bart, I thought you did a really good job last night after the game. You know, I just...
Oh, hold on, Rob. It feels
like the first time. Robbie, don't be a foreigner to the show.
Thanks for the compliment.
Did it go well?
Don't just breeze over that. Yeah, I think it went well.
Okay. I mean, did you get a lot of calls? Do you get...
I mean, these people have been on hold since last night.
Midnight, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. It was hard. Yeah, I tried getting in last night, and but I figure I'd throw my two cents in right now. First of all, you know, I think this just comes down to making shots. I know it sounds so simple, but the flow of the game is lost when you continue to miss. And at big times, you know, these guys for Toronto are making shots. We could talk about people going off for 7 for 9 and Kawhi doing his thing. We gave up 105 points. We make shots. That takes away their runs, gives us a run, and puts pressure on them to score. I just think, I think if we can score, and if we can make the shots we made during the course of the season, like we have the entire season, this is a different series. We will win. It's that simple. And you can talk about our defense and we're not closing out on shooters. I don't care if some guy off the bench makes a three. We need to make a shot once in a while. And I think that's what's killing us. And that's why the shoulders are down. That's now they're pressing. Now the confidence is just out the window. And if I'm the coach, I'm telling them, you know what, win or lose, just go out and go crazy. Forget Giannis. Don't worry if right now you ain't the best player. I know you wouldn't say this. But just go out and do your thing. I don't care if you miss a mid-range shot. I don't care if you airball 12 free throws. If we continue to play with our shoulders and our demeanor the way it is, we ain't going to win. And I'm telling you, this series will turn in a heartbeat if we just get some mojo. It is that simple. Adjustments. The adjustment is, hey, buddy, make a shot. Hey, Bledsoe, can you make some shots? Hey, Middleton, you want $30 million a year? Score more than 6 points. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so, and they played in that final 2.5 minutes when it was a tie game, about as tight as you could play. I mean, they played so tight. Couldn't get a defensive rebound. You're the best rebounding team in the league. Couldn't get a defensive rebound at all in the final couple of minutes. And giving them second shots and restarts of shot clocks, it's just, that's where the game ended up, you know, at the end. Lost, they couldn't grab a rebound.
Rob, thanks for the call. Don't be a foreigner to the show. It feels
like the first time. Calling from Racine County in Union Grove.
799-1250. You want to talk about tense? 30 seconds left. They're down 3. They've got timeouts. Brogdon near the bench. Ball gets kicked off Siakam and then back off Brogdon's leg. Where's the timeout there? Call timeout.
Yeah, well.
Bud, Brogdon, somebody.
Panicsville.
That's what it was. They have not been able to rise up to the moment, and Toronto has. 414-799-1250. Your emails in the Wendy's email inbox, live at 105.7 FM The Fan. Your tweets at 105.7 FM The Fan. Your calls, 414-799-1250. As we are on 105.7 FM and 1250 on the AM. I'm Bart. That's Chuck. We're on the Fan.
They have a couple of guys that are veterans that are very crafty that seem to get there a lot. Lowry, when he drives, you got to be incredibly disciplined. He creates a lot of contact and is rewarded for it. Giannis, you know, creates a lot of the same contact and doesn't seem to get the same whistle, get the same reward.
That's Mike Budenholzer after the game. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman here on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 on the AM, all over the place on the radio.com app. And if you miss any of today, it'll be back up for you on the podcast afterwards. Also, no matter what happens on Saturday night, we will have a live show on Monday to talk about either a potential Game 7 or to start the discussion about the season that was. And we'll go inside the locker room and all that stuff. So if you're up in Adam on Monday, it is a holiday. But if you're up, we will have a live show for you from 6 to 10 here on The Fan. 105.99, the final. Budenholzer talking about getting to the line. Giannis only to the line 9 times. I thought it looked to me, Chuck, maybe you agree or disagree, I thought it looked like there were times where he was driving but almost avoiding contact.
Yeah.
Not wanting to go to the line.
Yeah. Well, I remember I told you that yesterday after Tuesday's game. It seemed like he was avoiding contact because of he doesn't want to go to the free throw line. You know, he's still going aggressively, but you see him sometimes, he's fading away from the basket. And that's a tough shot to make, fading away while driving to the basket. Man, that makes things awfully difficult. You know, it does. I feel like he's avoiding contact and not going to the free throw line. He missed his first three last night. He was out there working on his free throws, but it's a lot different, you know, hitting free throws – in an open Fiserv Forum 2.5 hours before the game than before 18,000.
There was
breathing down your throat.
There was a tweet out there from a Raptors beat guy that the couple of the officials last night, Tony Brothers, I guess, is a guy. The Raptors have been 15-0 in the last 15 games. He's ref for Toronto, and Mark Davis has been 6-0 for the Raptors, and they had both of them last night. I don't look into that. I don't think that there's any. The reffing may have been bad at times, but I don't think there's any. Let's not talk about conspiracies here. Let's not compare the metro population of Toronto and Milwaukee and talk about who the NBA would rather have, or they want it to go seven, or I'm not interested in any of that today. If you want to talk about the reffing being bad,
no,
one thing. The reffing being rigged, I think
if the NBA
there.
If the NBA wanted a team, they would rather have Milwaukee, I would think, than Toronto. They want their they'd want their star. I mean, the United States.
Since when do they want Toronto?
Their games are like on TV Canada anyway up there. They're going to draw less. If Toronto is in the NBA Finals, they're going to draw less media attraction. They're on TV Canada up there. The NBA doesn't have a hand.
Then all the NBA guys got to make sure they have passports. It's a whole ordeal. They don't want to go to Canada.
No. Why do you think I don't want to go to Canada? I mean, I love seeing the Bucks play on the road. But Canada's like one of the last spots in the world I want to be. That's what I've been telling you. I don't want to go to. I mean, Canada is I want to.
You were praying that the series did not go six.
Well, I just was hoping that they'd go five because I thought that they were the better team. I mean, after a week ago tonight, they were 2-0. They just blasted the Raptors and things look well. I thought, okay, at least get a split and then come back Thursday night and beat Toronto at home. But the Raptors have beaten you three times in a span of 5 days. That's pretty impressive on their part.
So, question, how come Lowry gets calls and Giannis doesn't? Well, I think the answer is they know how to get the calls. Giannis has said he doesn't like faking or embellishing. Look, if you're going to the lane and there's any bit of contact, you got to. I mean, look what James Harden has made his bread and butter on.
Sure.
It's ridiculous, but it works.
But here's the problem, though. Yeah, if Giannis draws contact, is he going to make his free throws?
Also a good point.
Is he going to make his free throws? I'm telling you, I'm back in this winter, I was like, gosh, this guy's got in some of these meaningless games, regular season, I was like, God, this guy's missing free throws. This guy can't hit a free throw. And it was clunk, clunk, clunk. And it just, now it's rearing its ugly head right here in the postseason.
Artie's in Cudahy at 414-799-1250. Artie, what's happening?
Hey guys, I'm not gonna lie. I'm an optimistic person, so I guess that's how I view what's going on right now. If you look at the story of the season, I don't think I'm thinking too much about this, but I mean, Mark Gasol, Lowry, Kawhi, like they've been built. This is like the year for them to do this. Like they have to with Kawhi leaving. So I think they're playing from a different point of view. Like the Bucks, like they're not totally ready or used to this moment. I am a little bit disappointed. Like, I thought coach would make some adjustments, but like, if we want Giannis to be the player we feel like he can be, like he's winning accolades, like he's gonna have to suffer some adversity. I would love to see them come through this, and you're right, he's got to show his superstar come game six. But like, I'm not giving up on him. I mean, no, I don't think it's over. I'm pretty sure like they can make through this. But again, like, we want him to become the superstar. This is his moment. He's got to stand up, and then he put it all on the line for game seven, hopefully.
Have we seen Giannis put the team on his back yet? Not yet. Not yet. We have not. This is, and again, he's a young ascending player.
Kawhi 24.
Leonard. Yeah, Kawhi Leonard has been there, but we're talking the MVP of the league here. And I think this is, in a game like this, game six, is he have the well-rounded game to put himself, put a team on his back in a game six postseason?
You may hear the headline, Giannis says we're not going to fold. Here's how it sounded, a Q&A with Eric Name of The Athletic, who we will talk to at 8:35 today.
Giannis, in game five of that Celtics series, you saw the Celtics kind of fold. You know, you guys got to lead.
We're not going to fold.
How do you know?
We're not going to fold, man. We're best team in the league, man. We're not going to fold. We're going to go and go
give everything we got. We're not going to go there. And even they set, you know, they set a great tone and they come out and hit us in the mouth first. We can't fold. You know, we're going to come back to Milwaukee being pissed. Like, you cannot fold. You got to go out there and give everything you got. If we lose, we lose. Okay, cool. But we're not going forward as a team, and that's not what we do.
Again, Eric Name will join us 8:35 here today. You guys can join us now, 414-799-1250.
Well, you heard it. I mean, he that means strong effort and give it 150% on Saturday night, man, and not come out of the gates flatter than a pancake and getting up and playing uphill the entire game.
Flatter than a fresh strawberry pancake at
yeah.
Perkins?
Yeah. Well, those would sound good, right? Good, real good right about now.
Brewer fan tweets in, most of me believes this series is done. However, in reality, they could go win a game in Toronto. Sure, I mean, the season is on the line, so we're going to find out who truly is the better team. Giannis is being completely bottled up, and no one is hitting shots. I still hope they can do it. The King on Twitter tweets in, the only thing the series has proven or exposed is the fact that the Bucks don't have a number two. Bledsoe is nothing more than a three. Middleton has looked more like a number four in this series. Those are tweets coming in at 105.7 FM, The Fan. You can chime in there.
Yeah, I mean, Antetokounmpo hasn't gone off. He was 9 of 18 shooting, 24 points. I mean, those numbers aren't horrible, but the feel to it is like Giannis hasn't taken over a game like we've seen him do. We've seen him do that in the regular season. We saw him do it in the Boston series. So I'm doing really well in the Boston series.
We're seeing Toronto do to Milwaukee what Milwaukee did to Boston.
To Boston, absolutely. But, you know, the Bucks, okay, if they're the championship-level team that they say they are and we think they are, then you got to win Saturday night. They lost this series, so they lose in Toronto, and they can't get the job done. They had 60 wins. What does that mean? They couldn't get the job done against Toronto. You know, they beat them in the season series, only two games to one.
Toronto's good, though. It's not like they are losing to the Pistons.
No, I know. But, you know, a lot of people counted out the Raptors, thinking the Bucks were just going there, and they played so well against Boston. Stephen A. Smith even said last night, he said, you know what, Kawhi Leonard's making us look foolish for picking the Bucks.
Let's get to George on the north side at 799-1250. George, what's going on?
Hey. How you guys doing? Hey, I'm not losing my faith in the Bucks. I was just, this is where I'm going to come down to, because I was looking at the stats they were saying. Right now, we are at a dead even as far as points for this series. Each side got, I think it's like 756. If Coach Bud don't do what Toronto is doing, saying we're not going to let Giannis kill us. We're not going to let Kawhi kill us. If we don't get to the point where we have to be understanding that, Kawhi said it in his interview after the game, I've been here before. I've been an MVP in the championship. I led a team. He ain't got no worry on his face. He said when we were down 10 in the locker room, I said, guys, this is what this is about. This is what we play for. He said he stayed at a same keel level. He is the better player in the series. Giannis is young. This man is a top three player in the league. He knows what it takes. So when they down 15-20, he don't break a sweat. He plays the same way, and he got the team playing like he plays. So if Coach Bud got to understand, you are the X factor now. You're going to have to let DJ Wilson get some time. I don't care what nobody – this is the last game. You're going to have to let Tony Snell get in there and harass Kawhi a little bit. I don't care if he's drawing fouls. But if y'all don't get back to man-to-man defense – dang near 2-3 zone. Go back to a 2-3 zone. They're not a great three-point shooting team. Like, this is not Golden State. But we're going to have to do something to slow Kawhi Leonard down. They're saying basically, Antetokounmpo, no. Yeah, okay, show us that y'all got the best bench. You show us that, because I got to tell you one thing. As soon as Antetokounmpo come down in this middle, he ain't getting nothing. So why is Kawhi steady getting into that paint like that without any? Let him go one on one. Let Kawhi, because what they doing every time Kawhi go one on one, as soon as he come in, they collapse. He kick out. They hit a three. No. One on one. Hold him one on one. If he get a foul, you get a foul. I take a two over a three any day.
I pretty much try to stay with a consistent mindset throughout the whole game. You know, just trying to read the defense throughout the entire game, see what's working. And like you said, you told me tonight, go get it. And I'm not afraid of the moment. I enjoy it. And, you know, this was what I work out for in the summer.
Yeah, I mean, he may have the last laugh here after all.
Well, Leonard had his points, but he's getting help from other guys who are playing well on this team.
I know, he's still at 35, though.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But here's the
Bucks. The box score in the post game last night. Leonard at 35. I mean, I know he had a big night, but damn, dude.
Yeah, well, he's also factoring in other areas, too, on this team. I mean, 9 assists last night. That's, Kawhi Leonard, 9 assists. You don't think of him as a guy who's a facilitator, but he was doing that last night.
The amount of points he attributed to was a career high for him last night in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, but even Giannis said this the other night. We can live with other guys on the team beating us. We just can't live with Kawhi beating us. Kawhi is beating them, but other players, too, have had big. Fred VanVleet, as I mentioned, big moments. Powell was quiet last night, but Siakam hit shots when needed, and Kyle Lowry has really, really had a good series for them. He's played well. So they went with an 8-man team last night, the Raptors.
Yeah, they have guys on the bench that step up. I mean, George Hill played 30 minutes, just 12 points last night.
Yeah, nobody else in the Bucks stepped up.
Ersan struggled. Yep. Mirotić struggled. It was the Bucks have the better bench, but in this series, that claim has gone to Toronto. 799-1250. Lance, Milwaukee, what's up?
Hey, Lance.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was actually going to say the same thing you guys just said. Guard Kawhi. There's like three guys chasing him every possession. And then they're leaving VanVleet open. You're leaving Lowry open. Just play defense. There's a difference between the way they're playing defense on us and the way we're playing defense on them. We're at least two steps off of them every time. They're right in our face. They're playing hard-nosed basketball right in our face. I mean, can we play some defense? That's all I'm asking. If you put a hand in their face, I mean, it takes away a lot. They may not make the shot. At least you try to play some defense. I can't watch this game, and I'm seeing these guys stand off of them and just let him shoot, and then chase Kawhi. Kawhi is going to get his. He's going to get his 30. But like you said, he had 9 assists last night. Those are that's 18 points or whatever. He had guys hitting three-pointers. VanVleet hitting three-pointers. If you see the guy hitting threes every time, why don't you adjust to that? Bud isn't adjusting.
Well, here's two things on the perimeter. Number one, the Bucks aren't fast enough, quick enough on the perimeter, and there was one 5-on-5 when they had Mirotić and Lopez out there at the same time. You can't have that. Those two guys on the court against this team, those two are just too slow in a 5-on-5 with those two guys with that team. And another thing, there's some laziness. I mean, Middleton one time let Siakam, who his sweet spots are from the corner, his corner threes. One time, Middleton. Very slow on getting out in Siakam. Wide open look. And I went to the guy next to me and I said, man, why is Middleton letting Siakam roam freely right there on the baseline and not putting a hand in his face? And we saw some of that last night. But I think a lot of it is that they're slow getting to the ball. They are slow on their rotations and they're slow getting the ball. It's quickness.
I wanted Bud to go deeper into the bench last night. He did. Sterling Brown played 4 minutes.
Yeah.
There was one lineup in the third quarter. Picture this in your head. George Hill. Okay, so what? He's point guard. Sterling Brown. Okay, he can play the two. Malcolm Brogdon. Well, he's a guard too. Pat Connaughton. All right, he's a guard as well. And then Ersan. Where are the rebounds coming in a Brogdon, Connaughton, Brown, Hill, Ersan lineup?
It was working for a while there. Then they brought Giannis back into the game. But that was an unusual combination. I don't think we've seen that one all season long. But he went with a different combination trying to change things up. He went small there. And I don't know. I mean, they're searching for answers right now.
799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. We've got another chance for you to win $1,000 here today and throughout next week. We've got time for you. Eric Name's going to stop by at 8:35. We want to hear from you guys. There is a game scheduled on Saturday. I'm going to watch it.
I haven't called it off yet.
You'll watch it. But how do we feel after the Raptors come in here and really embarrass Milwaukee when it's all said and done. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.